Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
Fast to my good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Wednesday, 7th of December, 2022 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the Isle of Man and background to the news and sport and business and Sea Watch and travel updates and the newsmakers in person. Tonight, the latest on the Manx resident Baroness Moan at Westminster. Hospice financial reserves are down 50%. A by-election candidate says, "Don't vote for me." Parents get a warning letter about Strep A. And when will the Newcastle Russian High School ever open its gates?
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Siobhan Fletcher.
Fastamai. Parents are being urged to be on the lookout for symptoms of scarlet fever caused by Strep A. Public Health Isle of Man has sent a letter to parents through schools highlighting the signs of the illness. Hospice Isle of Man's financial reserves have dropped by more than half in the past 3 years due to COVID and surges in running costs. Its outgoing chief executive is appealing for donations and certainty to the annual finances. And the UK Prime Minister says he was shocked to read allegations about a Tory peer and claims she made money from protective gear bought by the government during COVID. Yesterday, Baroness Michelle Moan, who has a home here on the island, announced she was taking a leave of absence from the House of Lords, vowing to clear her name. Further afield, the Home Office says passengers should prepare for disruption at some airports this Christmas, despite its plans to minimise the impacts of strikes. Border Force employees with the PCS union are walking out for 8 days this month in a row over pay. And Matt Hancock has decided he won't try to win another stint as an MP at the next general election and will stand down. But there have been reports he was facing a battle to be picked as the local Conservative Party's candidate anyway. There are your headlines, news at 6.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face to face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Gora Mayad, thank you, Siobhan. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, there's nothing to report on the mountain road, but there is a yellow weather warning for icy patches and wintry showers, so take care. In the Northern Irish Sea at the moment, occasional strong winds in the west of the North Irish Sea. State of sea is slight and moderate in the west. The weather for tonight, chance of a dusting of snow this evening and risk of ice over higher ground on a light to moderate northerly. Minimum -1 degree. For Thursday, tomorrow, sunny spells and passing wintry showers on a moderate north-northeasterly. Daytime maximums 4 degrees, down to 2 through the night. And for Friday, Jahenya, sunny intervals and odd wintry showers and a moderate northwesterly, highest temperature 4 degrees. Tides on the way back in. High water is at 11 o'clock tonight. Low water 25 past 4 tomorrow morning. Sunrise is at 23 minutes past 8 in the morning. High tide 29 minutes past 11.
Season's greetings to all our customers from everyone at Manx Glass and Glazing. And thank you for your custom and support throughout the year.
The Tory peer with a home on the Isle of Man, who's at the centre of a row over her alleged links to a firm awarded a PPE contract by the UK government, is taking time away from the House of Lords. Baroness Michelle Moan, who has a home here, faced allegations that she benefited from a contract awarded to a firm she's been linked to. Siobhan back with this report.
The UK Prime Minister today said he was shocked to read allegations about the Tory peer and claimed she made money from protective gear bought by the government during COVID. Yesterday, Baroness Moan, who is an Isle of Man resident, announced she was taking a leave of absence from the House of Lords. Rishi Sunak was questioned about it in the House of Commons by Labour leader Keir Starmer.
It's absolutely right that she is no longer attending the House of Lords and therefore no longer has the Conservative whip. The one thing we know about the Honourable Gentleman, he is a lawyer. He should know there's a process in place.
She has had the Tory party whip withdrawn. However, it's been revealed this move only came about because she voluntarily took leave of absence. Michelle Moan confirms she won't attend any proceedings in the Lords or claim allowances and says she wants to clear her name. In the Commons yesterday, Health Secretary Steve Barclay defended ministers over claims they sourced faulty protective gear.
It's important to put it in context. We secured 23.2 billion items of PPE. That was a huge step done at pace to help protect our front line.
Meanwhile, there are calls for the Prime Minister to take further action. Labour's Deputy Leader Angela Rayner's accused Rishi Sunak of being too weak to step in and thinks his lack of action reflects wider issues.
It shows also that the Prime Minister is still not tackling the problems we face that was around this VIP illegal fast-track lane that he put in. That's still a problem to this day.
Hospice Isle of Man's financial reserves have dropped by more than a half in the past 3 years due to COVID and surges in running costs. Its outgoing chief exec is appealing for donations and certainty to the annual finances. The organisation costs £5.5 million a year to run, but only gets £900,000 from the government. Anne Mills says they may have to go as far as rationing services.
We're not such a big organisation. So small is beautiful, and you're able to make changes quicker. You're able to be a little bit more entrepreneurial quicker, etc. You know, Theresa Cope's inherited a backlog of waiting lists and times, and they've had to prioritise. I think Banks Care have the potential to do that, but they've got a wee way to go in actually achieving what I know is the ambition of the new chief executive over there. There's a big job to do and a hard job to do, and they know their problems. That's the thing. If the senior team over in Manx Care didn't know where the problems were, that would be a different thing, but they are attempting to address them.
And we know that everyone's facing rising costs at the moment, so how is hospice faring up?
Hospice isn't bearing up, actually. The economic downturn has had a huge effect on us. We need to raise £5.5 million, and we had 24 months' reserves at that point, maybe 3 years ago, and we're now about just 14 months' reserves. And this is a very serious situation that the board are looking at, and we really need to think about.
And you're given £900,000 by the government, and obviously that's quite different from £5.5 million. How do you manage to make ends meet?
Following an independent review, which hospice paid for, Manx Care and the DHSE agreed to give us more funding on a three-year incremental route. So it should be £1.2 million in April next year. And then the following year, it should be £1.5 million. But that's nowhere near what we actually cost clinically. Looking at all the different things that we do, we're going to have to maybe even seriously think about rationing our services. Don't forget that our nurses get the same pay rises as Manx Care nurses get, because we have to stay on a pay market rates, as it were, you know. So every time they make a rise, we have to make a rise too, but we don't get any money, extra money on a routine level from Treasury to do that. That's not a good position to be in. You really need a buffer. You need a buffer zone, and it means you're always standing still, and you're not developing your services as well. So for, say, next year, there's no education budget.
A candidate in the Port Erin Commissioner's by-election is asking residents not to vote for her. Adele Bettridge is listed as one of the candidates on the ballot paper, but missed the deadline to withdraw from tomorrow's vote. The story from our local Democracy reporter Emma Draper.
Candidates have 1 hour after the nomination window closes to withdraw their name from the paper. In a statement on Facebook, Ms. Bettridge said, "Initially, I was looking forward to contesting the election and was ready and willing to fight for a position. However, it soon became clear that the issues that were bothering me, were troubling the other candidates as well. So I made the decision to not campaign for votes. Withdrawing was no longer an option at this time, and not being elected to commissioner will also allow me to pursue other opportunities. Please don't vote for me." The by-election tomorrow is to fill 2 vacant seats, and Ms. Bettridge's withdrawal means 5 people are vying to be elected. They are John Anslow, Dawn Curry, Hayley Fox, David Sylvester and Ian Swindles. Residents can vote at Port Erin Commissioner's office on Brighton Street from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source, and Manx Radio's update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
Well, this seems to have been going on forever, but so when will the first pupils march into the replacement for Castle Russian High School in Castletown? Proposals for a new secondary school for the south have been on the table for a number of years. Now there are concerns as the current buildings are no longer up to standard. The story from John Moss.
In 2019, it was suggested that the new replacement secondary school at Castletown could be completed by 2024, costing at least £30 million. New playing fields have been laid out next to the present buildings, but the Education Minister has now told Keys members it'll be 12 months before design work on Castle Russian School Mark II will be completed. The present Castle Russian School was built in 1961. In the Keys, the Minister, Julie Edge, was once again questioned about when there would be bricks in the wall.
The department now have a master plan for the development of the whole of the Castle Rushen High School site. The plan needs to be presented to Treasury prior to being submitted to the Council of Ministers, and this will be taking place in the next couple of weeks. If approved, detailed design and costings can be developed with a view to a phased build. And I can confirm to the Honourable Member that I have discussed with the new Treasury Minister and the previous commitment with regards to funding for the school is still one of his priorities.
We're at a critical point in terms of the current school building. It's dilapidated, reports have suggested issues of safety, and there's a general issue in terms of if we're going to attract all these people to the island, when they see that school and see that building, it's going to detract rather than encourage parents to bring their children, locate here.
We've looked at the whole site and we will make and that is to make sure that it's suitable for any future growth.
The survey shot to mention their plans include recreational facilities, so simple question, does that include a replacement for the dilapidated southern swimming pool?
The key priority, quite clear to the Honourable Questioner today, is Castle Rushen High School, and that will be our first focus.
Demand on the Isle of Man's mental health services over the festive period will be unpredictable, but Manx Care is expecting to see higher rates of referral. The whole body is urging people not to put extra pressure on themselves in order to have a perfect Christmas. Chief Exec Teresa Cope, Ross Bailey from Integrated Mental Health Services, and Sinead Nudd from the Samaritans were on Man in Line today.
I think we feel under an awful lot more pressure Christmas to kind of realise expectations, whether they're family expectations or expectations on media for that perfect Christmas, and together with the enormous financial strains that people are under, and it's Christmas is enormously expensive, so it comes with its own kind of unique stresses and strains at this time of year, and we certainly see that reflected. I think the only thing predictable about it is the fact it's unpredictable. We tend to see higher rates of referrals over the Christmas period for people with kind of low to moderate mental health problems, anxiety and depression, and it can be an extraordinarily difficult time for some people, particularly those people with kind of current mental health, ongoing mental health problems, but also for those people with emerging mental health problems as a result of the Christmas festive stresses.
Even if you just want to phone and say nothing, just to have done it once, if you just want to phone and sit in silence with us, that's absolutely fine. If you don't want to phone, because some people find the phone a barrier, we do offer support by email, which is jojo@samaritans.org. Write it down. Or we're also piloting online chat at the minute. So if you go to our website between 6 and 10 on a weekday evening or a Sunday evening, you can talk to a Samaritan volunteer through our web chat function.
Please don't place unrealistic expectations on yourself during this period. It's okay not to be okay, and there are services there. There are a range of services we've just talked about, a small number today. Be kind to yourself and be kind to others.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Motorship Ben McCree departed Heysham at 14 minutes past two. She's currently just going slow astern onto the Lynx Pan in Douglas Harbour. Will be discharging and then departing at 7:45 this evening, heading for Heysham, arriving there at 11:30. The overnight departure 2:15, back to Douglas at 6 tomorrow morning, and the morning departure 8:45, Ben McCree to Heysham.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Getting rid of mould in council-owned housing is a core priority, according to the chair of Douglas Council's Housing and Property Committee, Devon Watson. Mr Watson wants an improvement programme and it needs to be sped up. Our local democracy, Emma Draper, back with that story.
Every single case that has been raised with us has received a call back, as far as I'm aware. Or they are getting these issues addressed. Obviously, there is sort of limits within the range of budgets, but everyone does get addressed and everyone does get seen to after a while. But over on top of that, we're doing a wide range investment to sort of improve the quality of our homes. So the last of the residents in substandard housing in Lord Street have been moved out into brand new apartments in places like Peel Road. Positive input ventilation units have been installed in a number of homes as part of sort of improvements that push air and moisture laden air out of the properties. And external rendering has been conducted in a number of, has been improved in a number of estates. So there's a slow program that does need to be sped up, and we do need a lot more investment from the public sector in sort of getting houses back up to standard. But it is also expected that with a large number of old properties, some extending back toward 1880, that out of 2,500 properties, that you will occasionally get reports of mold or poor conditions of one or two properties, and getting those dealt with as soon as possible is a core priority.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 6:15, Twitter is said to be under investigation by authorities in San Francisco following reports Elon Musk has built bedrooms in the company's headquarters. Several offices and conference rooms in Twitter's building have been converted into small sleeping quarters as Mr. Musk attempts to stamp control on the social media company. But San Francisco building inspectors have launched an investigation into the matter and have contacted Twitter's management to set up a site inspection, according to local media reports. And for a full Daily Market report, go to ramseycrookall.com. New rules banning short-haul domestic flights when a decent rail alternative exists go into force in France soon. And in Holland, the chief exec of the Dutch airline KLM, a partner of Air France, is going even further. Marion Reintel tells passengers not to bother flying and take the train on some short distance journeys to help cut carbon emissions. The Dutch government plans to cut flights from Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam by more than 10% to a mere 440,000 a year, and KLM's already block-booked seats on the train service linking Amsterdam to Brussels to Paris.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets closed lower as the jitters set in over the state of the global economy. US stocks edged lower in choppy trading. Oil briefly weakened and gold rose. The numbers now from Ramsey Crookall. At the close in London, the FTSE 100 down just over 0.4% at 7,489. The DAX in Frankfurt down almost 0.6% at the close at 14,261. Currently in the United States, it's all downhill. The Dow Jones Industrial in New York down, fractionally down at 33,587. The tech stocks, the Nasdaq, down 0.5% at 10,959. Even the old reliable S&P 500 in Chicago is down 0.2% at 3,934. But the trading day continues in the United States. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling trading at $1 21.8 cents, €1 16 cents, and 20 South African rand 93.7 cents. In commodities, gold's up 0.7% at $1,781 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude down 2% at $78.09.
The world was a very different place when Ramsey Crookall set up business back in 1946. But his passion for providing outstanding service and looking after every client as if they were one of the family has endured for over 76 years. So, if you're looking for the continuity of a personal, bespoke investment strategy, perhaps it's time to look at our discretionary services. Trustworthy, dependable, and tailored. Ramsey Crookall, the island's investment specialist. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
Faster, my good evening. Parents are being urged to be on the lookout for symptoms of scarlet fever caused by strep A. Public Health Isle of Man sent a letter to parents through schools highlighting the signs of illness. That story from Sian Cowper.
A letter is calling on parents to keep children displaying symptoms of scarlet fever at home and contact their GP. It comes following an increase in the number of cases of scarlet fever being recorded in the UK. Symptoms to be aware of include sore throat, headache, fever, nausea, and vomiting. Public Health says scarlet fever is usually a mild illness and should be treated with antibiotics to minimise the risk of complications and the chance of it spreading to others. The illness can also lead to a fine red rash, and some children may have a flushed face. The guidance comes from the head of health protection, Dr. Claire Walker. She urges those with the virus to take antibiotics as prescribed and stay away from work or school for at least 24 hours. Meanwhile, those living in the same household as someone with scarlet fever should also contact their GP. Further advice is available from the health protection team by calling 642 639 during office hours.
Manx Radio Sport.
Faster my, Rob Pritchard.
Faster my. Good evening. Starting with martial arts, and the Isle of Man's jiu-jitsu competitors secured another impressive medal tally from competition in the UK last weekend. Gracie Barra fielded a team at the Nogi Jiu-Jitsu British Open, which took place at University of Warwick on Saturday, the 3rd of December. The Ireland athlete enjoyed a successful campaign, managing 4 gold medals, 1 silver medal and 2 bronze medals. The strong performances came just 1 week after Gracie Barra took a big medal haul at the All-Stars BJJ Northern Pro event in Manchester. There, Gracie Barra took 7 gold and 7 silver medals and finished 2nd in the overall standings at the event. Turning now to netball, and Isle of Man netball has confirmed its under-17 squad to compete at a prominent international competition in 2023. 14 players have been selected to represent the Manx Rams at the Europe Netball Under-17 European Championship and Challenge early next year. The competition will take place at Antrim Forum in Belfast, Northern Ireland, from the 23rd to the 26th of February. For the Isle of Man, Mackenzie Pitsey will captain the squad with Poppy Irving as vice-captain. Last month, the Manx Rams under-17s finished 3rd in the Under-17 Europe Netball Challenge in Gibraltar. There, Mackenzie Pitsey took the Player of the Tournament accolade. The Manx Rams under-17 squad to compete in the upcoming Belfast competition is listed on manxradio.com. And in football, it's a big battle of first versus third in the Jacksons Isle of Man Under-18s League this evening. Joint table toppers Onchan will be hoping to preserve their unbeaten record when they face Braddon under the floodlights at the Bowl. A win for Onchan would see them at least temporarily go top of the standings on 13 points. However, victory tonight for Braddon would see them climb to within a point of both Onchan and Union Mills, who currently both sit on 10 points.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Inbound at Ronald's Way, the 5:25 Logan Air from Manchester came in 5 minutes early. Then it's the 7:30 EasyJet from London Gatwick showing on time. The 5:08 returning patient transfer, Logan Air from Liverpool showing on time. And the 8:05 Logan Air from London City showing on time. Departing 6 o'clock, Logan Air to Liverpool on time. And the 8 o'clock EasyJet back to Gatwick showing on time. On the roads, emergency closure at Bibelow Beg Road at King Edward Junction in Onchan. That should be wrapped up tonight, if not tomorrow. And Ballacalawi Road's closed for resurfacing north of Port Erin. You've got temporary lights on the TT course between Ramsey and Sulby for patching work on the pavement. Narrow lanes and temporary pedestrian crossing on Victoria Street, Douglas, for that new pedestrian crossing. Castle Town's Castle Street one-way northbound for building work to April next year, and also to April, temporary closures in phases around East Quay and the Prom in Peel. And in Regaby, a series of temporary closures on the Regaby West Road for water main replacement.
The island's new solely dedicated electric and hybrid vehicle service centre. Get more with Quayside.
The Health and Social Care Minister has confirmed he has no plans to start charging Manx residents, that's you, for GP appointments. Laurie Hooper, MHK, made the statement as he stated how many appointments were missed at local practices in the first half of the year.
There were 7,222 missed GP appointments in the first 6 months of 2022, an average of 1,203 missed GP appointments a month, which represents around 3% of available appointments. Mr. Speaker, GP practices put significant effort into reducing the number of missed appointments. They ask patients to notify them if they no longer need an appointment, enabling other patients to easily contact them. And this can also be done through email, telephone, or through the patient access system. A standardised reminder system is also in place to automatically send appointment reminders to patients via text message. And when patients book an appointment, a text message is sent to the patient to confirm their appointment details. The number of do not attend appointments are regularly publicised by GP practices in their surgeries and on the web pages to raise awareness of missed appointments and to encourage patients to cancel appointments where they are no longer needed. Manx Care will be releasing communications to members of the public to further highlight the issues caused by missed appointments and will be publishing the numbers of missed appointments monthly for patient awareness.
Supplementary question, Mr. Moyes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you, Minister. In terms of missed appointments, is there any current consideration of potentially charging people who have missed these appointments? And in terms of taking that forward and testing the public appetite, has a consultation been considered to look at this area?
No.
Given the numbers that were mentioned in the answer, has any concern been shared by the Minister and the GP's practices about this being an issue in terms of other people accessing their GP?
As I outlined in my original answer, this does represent around 3% of appointments on average. It's slightly higher in some practices, slightly lower in others. But if you think 1,203 missed GP appointments a month is a significant number of appointments that could very well be used by other patients, and I would reiterate the ask that if patients do need to cancel their appointments for whatever reason, that they contact their practice.
New laws which could allow the Manx government to intervene if an energy supplier hits financial trouble are a step closer, but do electricity and gas companies need to be paying more tax. That story from Phil Gorn.
The energy bill allows the government to introduce by order any energy-related UK acts, orders or regulations. Such orders would need Tynwald approval. It also allows the government to take control of gas suppliers' assets to secure gas supplies to consumers in case of emergency. Rob Mercer, MLC, felt that this was an opportunity missed, as there is a substantial piece of legislation in the United Kingdom which is widely recognised as really good legislation. Mr Mercer felt it was a shame that such legislation couldn't have been incorporated into the Isle of Man's legislation at this stage. Bill Henderson was concerned about the big energy firm profits that are being made and was also concerned that maybe the original draft of the bill had been diluted, with some good provisions having now been removed.
It's fairly clear where the bill is derived from and the situations on the international stage that have caused the construction of this bill, as it has also occurred in the UK, where we've seen small energy suppliers to the public actually fold and go bust. So this is a strategic move in order to address a possible situation that could arise in the future, whereby we've got the legislative armoury to actually manage that situation for the benefit of the community.
Marlene Masker made the point that it is important to ensure we have emergency powers such as those contained in the bill, but felt that we should also move to energy independence far more swiftly than appears to be the current plan. The energy bill received unanimous approval at principal stage, but I suspect there may be more lively debate as the clauses of the bill are considered.
That's it for Update tonight. Compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department, thanks to newsreader Siobhan Fletcher, producer Rhiannon Evans. I'm Andy Wint. Back tomorrow night at 5:30.
Merry Christmas from everyone at Aubrey School.
WINT.